Acts chapter 1. I compiled the first account, Theophilus, of everything that Jesus both did and taught, from when he began up to the day when, through Holy Spirit, he instructed the apostles whom he had chosen, and he was taken up, the apostles to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering, with many sure signs, when he was seen by them for 40 days, and when he spoke about matters concerning the kingdom of God. And when he met up with them, he instructed them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the Father's promise, which, he said, you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with Holy Spirit in not many days' time. So they met together and asked him, and said, Lord, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel at this time? But he said to them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has placed under his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and as far as the extremity of the land. And when he had said these things, while they were looking on, he was taken up, and a cloud took him from their sight. And while they were looking up intently towards heaven as he departed, it became apparent that two men in white clothing were standing next to them, who for their part said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing gazing towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come back in the way you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mountain called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, being a Sabbath's journey away. And when they had gone in, they went up to the upper room where they were staying, the company being Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these continued resolutely of one mind in prayer and supplication, with the women, including Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. And in those days Peter stood up in the presence of the disciples and said, and there was a crowd of about 120 people in all, Men and brothers, it was necessary that this scripture should be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand through the mouth of David, concerning Judas, who was guide to those who arrested Jesus, because he was counted among us, and he received the office of this ministry. This man then bought a parcel of land with unrighteous gain, and, falling headlong, he burst open in the waist, and all his innards were poured out. And it became known to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that that parcel of land was called in their own dialect Akeldama, which means grounds of blood. For it stands written in the book of Psalms, Let his dwelling become desolate, and let there be no inhabitant in it, and may another person take his office. Therefore it is necessary that, from the men who have been with us all the time during which the Lord Jesus went about among us, beginning with the baptism of John, up to the day on which he was taken up from us, one of these should become a witness to his resurrection with us. And they put two forward, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Lord, you know the heart of everyone. Show plainly the one whom you have chosen of these two to take the office of this apostolic ministry from which Judas fell in transgression, so that he went to his own place. And they gave them their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was reckoned along with the 11 apostles.